Welcome to Sunday Morning, a news and public affairs programming service of Cox Media Group. I'm your host, Mimi Lawson. Lindsay Kimball has been with us before. She's the Director of Economic Development for Hillsborough County.
Yeah, and the program is EDI-2.
And what is EDI-2? I know that we've talked about this before, and I was very excited about it. You guys are really out there in the community, really creating jobs, aren't you?
Yes, and our goal is to create jobs, to grow from within, to grow our local economy with folks who are, you know, starting their own, they are growing their own. It's not about...
You're a real grassroots organization. You're really not going out there trying to get these big companies to move into Tampa Bay. Are you working with the grassroots small business entrepreneurial business in Tampa Bay?
Well, you know what? We actually have a really diversified economic development strategy in Hillsborough County. Our staff, we're very focused. We put a lot of resources behind improving the ecosystem for entrepreneurs and startups, but we do also still focus on traditional economic development activities, which would be, you know, recruitment of corporate entities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we've got a lot of traction recently has been in the small business space and in entrepreneurs and helping helping the strength of our partners in the community as well, like Tampa Bay Wave or Hispanic Business Initiative Fund. We partner a lot with those entities. So, we're just excited about everything that's going on in the startup community right now for entrepreneurs. And we just have a lot of exciting events coming up, especially in the next month.
If I can be a witness to the help that you send out to the community, when I spoke to you the last time, it's been about a little over a year ago, I was really excited about some of these classes that you had and these resources you had for people who wanted to start a small business. And I took advantage of some of that. And I've got to tell you that some of that great advice that I got, I think is the reason why my business literally exploded. It seems like overnight to me.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is wonderful news. I'm so glad to hear that. Well, thank you. First of all, we are so excited about the Entrepreneur Collaborative Center in Ybor City.
Right.
It's at 2101 East Palm Avenue in Ybor, just north of 7th Avenue between 21st and 22nd. We welcome everybody to come down there. We opened the center last December, so we're coming up on our first year anniversary, and we are going to have, stay tuned, because we do plan on having a great one-year celebration for the center. Up to this date, we actually have had about 400 events occur there for entrepreneurs, and we've had over 5,500 participants in that, and we formed in the community with various nonprofits, chambers of commerce, various groups that help entrepreneurs. We formed nearly 50 partnerships.
It's amazing the things that you're willing to and able to offer the entrepreneurial community, because as we talked about last year, yes, it's great to have these big companies come into Tampa Bay, and of course it does employ a lot of people, but it has been said for decades, for generations, that the small business owners are the ones that really fuel our economy. And that is what you found out. And that's who you're really focusing on, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. You got it. You absolutely have got it. Some of the things that we have coming up is, of course, Small Business Saturday. Everybody knows about Black Friday, but don't forget about, please tell your listeners, please don't forget about Small Business Saturday. It's the Saturday directly following Thanksgiving and Black Friday. So this year it's on November 28th, and we want to remind everybody, shop local, shop small, support your neighbors, support your friends, and please support Small Business Saturday. We're going to be doing a lot at the Entrepreneur Collaborative Center next month. We also are focusing on Hispanic Business Day at the center, so we are excited to support Hispanic entrepreneurs, partnering with our friends at the Hispanic Business Initiative Fund. We're going to be celebrating that. We welcome everyone to come out and join us for that event. It'll be November 4th at the ECC. And our 1 Million Cups event, which is actually a partnership with the National Kauffman Foundation, occurs every single Wednesday at the ECC at 9 a.m. We host small business owners and the community and these two small business owners every week get to pitch their businesses and their ideas. And on November 4th for Hispanic Business Day, we're going to host two Hispanic business owners, and it'll be followed by the Hispanic Business Initiative Fund workshop in Spanish from 1 to 3 p.m. that day. So we welcome everybody every single Wednesday to participate in 1 Million Cups, but that'll be a special one on November 4th for Hispanic Business Thursday.
We have so much to talk about, but I just because we just talked about this, give a number or a website where you can get involved with that, with this, these Wednesday meetings.
Sure. So you can go to our website, which is www.hillsborough county, all spelled out, .org/ECC. HillsboroughCounty.org/ECC, and on that page, you'll find information, calendars, contact, and how to get connected to 1 Million Cups and all of the exciting programming that our partners are bringing to the table. You know, we've got also a wide variety of specialized services. For example, one of our new partnerships this year that we formed is with the Arts Council. And we're doing a 6-part series called The Business Side of Art, which has been extremely popular. It helps artists and arts organizations with understanding how to start and run your business in, that's related to the arts, licensing, permitting, marketing, business planning, bookkeeping, you know, things that a lot of artists just kind of need help with. And it was developed by the Arts Council, by the Hillsborough County Arts Council, for artists, by artists. And we do host that the second Saturday of each month. So again, you can go to our website and log on and find information about how to get registered for that.
Well, that was one of the things that we talked about the last time, is that when somebody starts a business, whether it be with the arts or any other business, there are so many things involved with doing that, that if you haven't been in a business, the bookkeeping, as you say, the business plan. And when you look at those things and you don't know about them, it seems overwhelming.
Yeah. And the devil's in the details.
It is.
You can have a great idea, but you still have to have those basic, you know, blocking and tackling of running a business.
Right.
And, you know, for some folks, you know, I would think, you know, the not so fun part, kind of boring part. The fun part is your idea and growing and knowing your customers, for most people. So we try to help with those mechanical parts of running a business and helping people get the skills they need so they don't get tripped up on a detail.
And you've got this great idea, and nothing would be worse, really, than to go into it thinking that that's all you need and then get mire down in those details and have yourself fail just because of something that you could have gotten a little education about. And the thing that's so cool about your organization is that there's people who've been in business before willing to one-on-one help you get your business start. That's what helped me.
That's fantastic to hear, Mimi. I'm so glad that that was helpful to you. We actually are continuing to expand on that. We are hosting now Ask an Expert. And our first event for Ask an Expert is actually going to be on the 18th of November, and it will be with the Hillsborough Bar Association. So we'll have a panel of Hillsborough County attorneys, and you'll be able to come in as part of a part of the group that day and just ask your question. There's no charge. You know, we're going to have more of these Ask an Expert series focused on real estate, you know, bookkeeping, accounting, intellectual property, any number of topics. But we're so pleased about that partnership as well. And we really appreciate the support of the Hillsborough Bar Association and, you know, being part of our Ask an Expert series. So we welcome everyone to that as well.
Ask an Expert is a great idea in talking to everybody about this. If you have ever tried to talk to a lawyer, it can be extremely expensive.
Absolutely.
And the other thing about it is, if you don't have a lot of money behind you, there's a lot of lawyers that don't want to talk to you because they realize that it's going to be a very short-term relationship and they're looking for long-term relationships. I'm not putting lawyers down. Don't get me wrong. Don't start calling all the attorneys calling me here. But that is great. The other thing that I found really important and helpful is that sometimes when you go to do a business or anything for that matter, you don't know what you don't know. You may not even think about some of the things that you are going to need help with. And being able to have that one-on-one relationship with somebody who's done entrepreneurial type business just gives you so much information that you so need that you don't even know you need until you get it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That you know, and that's the theory behind the Ask an Expert. We had, you know, we just saw some consistent, very detailed questions from folks that were being consulted either by our staff of entrepreneurial services consultants or from our partners. And we said, you know, let's reach out. Let's see, you know, if we can find that real estate expert, the legal expert, to come in and help our clients. So, you know, and again, it's all There's no charge for any of these activities. You know, we welcome the public and any entrepreneur to come and take part in this. Mimi, actually, another group that we're focusing on mentioned the arts and the Hispanic Business Day, but another group of folks that are very important to us are our veterans, of course.
Awesome.
And November is, of course, Veterans Day, November 11th.
Right.
So we have a lot of programming coming up to support veterans. Specifically, we've got an event called for T-Vets, our transitioning veterans, through the Bay Area Manufacturers Association, HCC, and Florida Trade, which is an advanced training initiative. So veterans are a very important part of our community, and one of the events that we had actually had last Thursday. This Thursday was it's called T-Vets. It was put on by BAMA, HCC, and Florida Trade, an advanced training group that we have here for manufacturing skills. It was great. They did a tour of the Tampa Bay Brewing Company and learned about the brewing is actually is classified as a manufacturing activity, which I think is very cool.
Okay.
And we have a lot of craft brewers popping up in Hillsborough County. We actually have the greatest concentration of craft breweries
in
Hillsborough
I heard.
County. Yeah, it's true.
I actually saw a map the other day of where all the microbreweries are in the state of Florida, and there is just a cluster in Hillsborough and Pinellas County.
Yes, it is, and we're trying to leverage that. We actually have got a program actually at our agricultural economic development area where we've gotten a grant from the USDA to do research on the hops plants.
Really?
To see if there's better growing techniques, because it's very difficult for hops to survive in Florida and to grow them in Florida. They're all imported from somewhere else right now.
Oh,
but
I didn't know that.
If we could create through research or maybe some engineering a hop that could be grown in Florida, that would really help these craft brewers. So we've got the plants ordered through the research grant, and the research is going to be conducted through IFAS, which is the Agricultural Research Extension Office of the University of Florida here in Hillsborough County. And our team in the Agricultural Economic Development Office has been working really closely on that. So just to, on a related note about craft brewers, we're also trying to capitalize on the success of that through other verticals related to that industry. So we're trying to attract research on the hops plant, like I said, and we're looking at all other kinds of suppliers and manufacturers and we're looking right now into, what we could do to support maybe at the community college level, the brewing science and getting certifications in brewery science. So it's very exciting. We've got a lot of people in the community engaged in how to support that.
I think it's wonderful. There's got to be some people out there thinking, finally, my tax dollar is going to a good cause. just saying. There's a couple of things I want to touch on again. This veterans program that you have, I am really all on board. I'm involved with Pause for Patriots. Them coming back and not being able to have the kind of employment that they deserve. And it looks like this is something that you also run on target about.
Yes. So we've got the manufacturing aspect. We do offer several tours throughout the year for veterans of manufacturing operations, local manufacturing operations, and information on how to transfer the skills, the great skills that they have, to a career in Hillsborough County and Tampa Bay area. So, again, I encourage everybody to contact our office, hillsboroughcounty.org. And just click on economic development, and you can get connected to myself or one of my staff, and we can help to connect someone with that manufacturing tour initiative that we have. We also have with our partners at HCC in the month of November, Saturday, November 14th at 10 a.m., we're going to have the Veterans Entrepreneurship Training Symposium at the HCC Plant City campus. So that will be an opportunity for our veterans to learn, some information about entrepreneurial resources in the community. They're going to have some great speakers about taking your idea and launching it into a company specifically tailored, obviously, for veterans. So we're excited to be a supporter of that event as well.
And I know you have to register. Should you register on that website?
Yes, please. Definitely.
Okay. I think that's great that you're involved not only with the veterans like that, but our entire community. And I know there's all kinds of other things that we can talk about. So let's start doing that. Startup Weekend is Friday, November 13th to Sunday, November 15th. Tell me what that's about.
Startup Weekend, Startup Battle is, it's an amazing opportunity. It's amazing because people come together on Friday. They break into teams. They find partners. They, talk about their ideas, whiteboard all night long. And by Sunday, there's a competition to decide, they pitch their companies and, figure out who has put together the best pitch for a company, for a startup. And it's just amazing. The energy is nonstop. You can go and just be an observer and see, what the teams are working on and so forth. But it's just amazing. And the new UT Entrepreneurship Center, if you haven't seen it, I'm sure they would love to give tours of that as well. University of Tampa, it's got state-of-the-art collaboration facilities there. It's got space for pitch competitions, and it's got solo workspace, co-working space.
Wow.
It really is. It's an amazing asset community.
Sounds like it. So that is Friday, November 13th to Sunday the 15th.
That's right.
You're working with the Battelle College of Global Sustainability at USF. The weekend before that, you've got something else going on with them. Can you tell us about that? It's called Health Camp, correct?
That's right. Health Camp is very similar to Startup Weekend. We get a lot of people together for collaboration, and the event showcases a lot of the innovations that are going on in healthcare right now. It's a place where a lot of conversations begin about the next breakthrough in medical technology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting. There's interactive sessions, networking sessions, world-class presenters, and it's an event where you can you don't know who you're going to have that creative collision with, but it's one of those events where you kind of put all of the people focused on what is up next, what's the next generation for healthcare, in a room, and where else are you going to have that concentration of really bright, world-class thinkers on the subject? So we're very excited about Health Camp.
I got the privilege of interviewing Judy Genshaft a couple weeks ago, and she was from USF, of course, for people who don't know, she's the president of the college. She is so excited about what is happening with the university and that area of Tampa and these kinds of collaborations, especially with people like you. So this has got to be, like you say, a wonderful opportunity to mix all of those flavors together and come up with some really good ideas.
You got it. That's exactly right.
Now, let's go on to Connect Beat. What is that about?
So, the USF Connect Beat, which stands for Building Entrepreneurship Around Tampa, is part of USF Connect. And USF Connect is the business incubator at USF and also one of our longstanding strong partners that we have there at the USF Research Park at the main campus in Tampa. So the USF Connect Incubator offers a wide range of classes and services and structured mentorship for folks that are in the incubator there. And Connect Beat is the opportunity for folks in the community like myself, at the county, to explain the services that we can offer for entrepreneurs. So it's part trade show. It's also a really interesting pitch session. We've got some of the folks that are in the USF incubator that will be presenting in a session their business ideas, and they'll have a set of professionals, mentors, folks who have experience being serial entrepreneurs will be there to give them advice and direction.
Serial entrepreneurs, that sounds interesting.
Yes.
I know that we talked about the stuff that happens on Wednesdays, this Million Cups, but you have a lot of things that happen every single week, like the Million Cups, that are sustaining all of this. You want to talk about some of those other ones?
Sure, absolutely. We have many different events from our partners, such as HBIF. I'd like to talk about them because they actually have regular hours along with our partners at SCORE, HCC Entrepreneurship, and a group, the Tampa Bay Business Owners, or TBBO. So they have regular on-site hours with us where they meet with clients on a regular basis. And, you know, we again, I want to just direct people, you know, we've got all of our information on our calendar, daily events, how to register is on our website. So I really, you know, would encourage people to go there and see if all of the events are going on and, you know, how they can connect in there. We've got, you know, groups that are focused on digital marketing workshops. We've got groups like Inventors Launchpad, a community partner working on business workshops on how to work with your inventions and patent information. We've got just a wide range, like I said, from marketing to bookkeeping to they ask an expert business law. We've got, gosh, just anything that you could imagine related to business, we are offering it, and we're just chock full all the way to the end of the year.
One of the things that you and I talked about the last time that we talked about a year ago was a lot of older workers being outsourced by their companies and that they are having to reinvent themselves. But one of the problems that they have is not understanding social media. Sometimes difficult to go to someone younger because I know a lot of younger people think we should understand these things. But you have really tailored a lot of these things to different categories of people. Like you say, you have the Spanish speaking. Mm-hmm. You've done things for older as well as younger workers and how they can mm-hmm. reinvent themselves or invent themselves.
We do. It's just a wide variety of entrepreneurs. You know, there is no one size fits all. There's no one type of entrepreneur. It can be anybody can be an entrepreneur. You know, you need an idea, the drive, the initiative, the belief and confidence. You know, so it's part of our nature. You know, we're going to offer what people ask for and, mm-hmm. You know, what our partners in the community have identified as needs, we're going to support that. So absolutely from all skill levels, any sort of special activities. We've even got a program that we run over the weekend for food truck operators. So
oh, wow.
We've got
that's been big around here lately, hasn't it?
Yeah. So we've got the Tampa Food Truck Series is hosted at the ECC, and that helps people with, you know, the very specific requirements of running a food truck. And mm-hmm. of course, you can imagine that there's common pitfalls, common licensing questions, health department questions. So we have a series like that that's focused on that. And if there's something that people see that we're not doing, I mean, we want to hear about it, and we want to add it to the roster and keep on growing.
Well, one of the things I noticed that you have a whole list of are different apps and those kinds of things. Speaking of younger workers, they're going to relate to these and probably, as even opposed to going to the website, maybe want to access some of these blogs, some of these apps that you have. But you know what? One of the things I want to end up with this, we started talking about this in the beginning of the interview, is that the Saturday after Thanksgiving is Small Business Day. And how important this really is, because let's talk about buying from a big box store as opposed to your neighbor. We talked about this the last time and how much money that actually puts back into our community in such a quick infusion. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, 80% of our jobs are from small businesses.
As opposed to, we said, those big businesses,
right.
Yes, they create jobs, but the lifeblood of our country and our community is a small business.
Absolutely, absolutely. And 90%, this is a statistic I heard just recently, you know, coming out of the recession, 90% of all new jobs are going to be created within small businesses.
Awesome.
So that's amazing.
Right.
That's why we have such a focus on that. That's why we're looking at companies that are set to grow. You know, we're looking at our community serving businesses, how to help them grow, such as, you know, your local restaurants, mm-hmm. your local artisans, your local dry cleaners and corner stores. You know, we're looking to help them grow. And we're also looking at, you know, who's the next Google? Who's the next
right.
Apple, you know, we want to help support that in our community because that's going to obviously create jobs, but it also creates a lot of wealth.
Well, and it creates stable communities as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there a particular guide on that website or otherwise we're encouraging people? Like, for example, if I want to buy a certain thing, can I look under that guide or that resource that you have and find a small local business that sells those products?
We actually we don't have a listing like that on our website, but you know, through our partners at the regional chambers,
Right.
You know, there's many. There's actually about a dozen different chambers and specialty affinity chambers in just Hillsborough County. So, you know, I would say their membership list would be a great place to start, and their
Okay.
members, which you can find on their website. But
well, and I really want to encourage that because that, as you say, Black Friday, although I have really noticed, and I personally think this is a great way to go. Now, a lot of people are saying they will not shop on Thanksgiving Day because it's actually taking somebody else away from their family on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
But that next day and that Saturday, that weekend, as we know, is one of the biggest shopping weekends. And I know that you do it on that Saturday to bring attention to small business owners throughout the year. But this is a perfect shopping time, so it's a good time to have it. But right, we really want to encourage the people around us who are doing business, the local, as you say, restaurants and the small business owners. Not only are we supporting them and being able to support the people in our community, but we are supporting the tax base of our own community as well.
That's right. That's right. Because those folks have a local store. They're paying local property taxes.
Right.
They're hiring local workers for the most part. They can support more likely to be supporting a local supply chain.
Right. Especially some of these restaurants. I've seen that really growing up, that a lot of the restaurants are locally sourcing their food. And I just think that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very important. That's obviously a huge trend in culinary right now.
Mm-hmm.
And our agricultural economic development folks are working on more programs to connect local restaurateurs with locally grown. Obviously, fruits and vegetables are going to be a big part
right.
of what we can offer here. We're the strawberry capital
right.
of America, so we're very proud of that. But, you know, blueberries are very grow extremely well. Here we've got a lot of great blueberry growers as well, and specialty crops. So,
Lindsay Kimball has been our guest this morning. She's the Director of Economic Development for Hillsborough County. And every time I talk to you, I get excited about our future in this community.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad. I'm very glad. And I hope to see you again soon at the Entrepreneur Collaborative Center.
I will be there. You guys
right.
have given me some great information, and I really appreciate you. Come back and tell us
Thank
more.
You.
I know that you have special events going on throughout the year, but you're coming up on your first year anniversary, and happy anniversary to you guys.
Thank you so much, Mimi. I really appreciate it. Thank you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today.